Although the Apostle Paul was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, yet he had this desire to know God even more. He says, "Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me."
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
My friend, it is so good to have you join us today on Truth and Fact. I want to ask you a question. Are you hungry for God? Do you desire more of Jesus in your life? More of the Lord and less of yourself? If you said yes, then praise God, that's a good place to be. That's what we see here in Psalm 105. There is this craving, this appetite, this desire for more of God in the psalmist's life. Notice some of the verses. "Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." Three times we see the word seek. Let's seek the Lord. Let's desire more of him in our lives. Look at Psalm 42. The psalmist says, "As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." That is a good place to be. There is a deep yearning and desire to be in God's presence. He desires to be at the temple sanctuary to worship the King of Glory. There at the temple sanctuary in the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant, and the presence of God dwelt between the mercy seat and the cherubim. And the psalmist desires to be near the presence of the Lord. I have a problem with people that call themselves Christians, but yet you see no hunger, no desire, not even any attempt to worship the Lord. They sit there in their pews. They're unmoved by his word. My friend, when the word of God is preached to you, it ought to stir you. It ought to do something within your spirit, man, within your heart. I'm just amazed by how we can worship the Lord and sense his very presence, and God move in the place, God move in the house, God move in many hearts. And yet some people stand there and can't even lift a hand to worship God. My friend, there's a problem. But the psalmist wants to be near the Lord. He wants to be in the presence of God. And it's here that he can find refreshing and joy and strength and reviving and renewing for his soul. It's while he is in God's presence, seeking his face. My friend, I want to ask you, are you weary? Are you weak? Are you tired? Are you exhausted spiritually or emotionally or mentally? I'll give you the simple answer. Come and seek his face evermore. Come and seek the presence of God continually. Come and experience the Lord. Look what Jesus said. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." He says, "And I will give you rest, and you will find rest for your soul." Perhaps you have been laboring and you are heavy laden. You're burdened because of all the responsibilities and all the pressures of life. Well, my friend, he is the one that can give you rest. Jesus is the one that can strengthen you and revive you. In Psalm 27, we see a heart cry from David desiring more of God. Listen to what verse 4 says. "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." In other words, David had this intense hunger and desire and craving to be in God's presence. I pray that you would ask the Lord to put that craving in you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.